Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Reziva Kagon, Bikarav Mamesh. Now up until now, we've learned about four different types of Shavuos that are mentioned in the Torah, that if a person lies and it's a false Shavua, he's chayav to bring some sort of karbon. Now we're going to be discussing other Shavuos that a person has to make due to a court case. They're in Beis Din, there's some sort of Tvi of Mamayin, one guy's demanding money from the other, and because of certain things that are said or that happened, one of the people, one of the litigants, one of the Bali Dinim, has to make a Shavua. And the first ones that we're going to be discussing are Midah Iraisa Shavuos. They're learned out of Psukim in the Torah. And the first one of those is called Shavua Maida Miktas. A Shavua person has to make when he admits to part of a claim. We're going to use Reuven and Shimon as our example. Reuven walks into Beis Din with Shimon. He says, Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I only owe you $50. That's called Maida Miktas. He admitted to part of it. He was Kaifer B'Miktas. He denied part of it. And he was Maida Miktas. He agreed to part of it. And in this case, the Torah says that he has to make a Shavua. He has to swear that he doesn't owe the other half. As we're going to be getting into all those details, Mishnah Aleph tells us, Shavuos HaDayanim, the Shavuos HaDayanim make the person say, because he was Maida Miktas, that is only HaTaina Shtei Kasef HaIdah B'Shava Pruta. It has to be that the Taina, the amount that's being demanded from him, is a minimum of 2 Kasef, and his admission, the amount that he admits to, that he's Maida to, has to be a minimum of a Pruta's worth. And if it's less than either of those amounts, he wouldn't have to make a Shavua. Furthermore, if the admission has nothing to do with the Taina, one thing is being demanded of him, and he's admitting to something totally different, Pater, he's also Pater from Shavua in this case. What's an example of this? So let's say Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me 2 kasef. And over here we're focusing on the word kasef, which means silver. And the response is, I only owe you a pruta. Now a pruta is copper. So in this case, Potter, he doesn't have to make a shvuah ma'demiktas because what he's admitting to has nothing to do with the claim. The claim is silver, he's admitting copper. However, let's say Reuven told Shimon, you owe me 2 kasef and a pruta. And he says, I only owe you a pruta, chayv. So he has to make a shvuah ma'demiktas. Another example, let's say he tells him, you owe me a mana, and he says, Ein l'cha b'yadi, I don't owe you anything. So here's called Kaifer HaKoil. He's denying the whole thing. Potter, he doesn't have to make a shvua. However, let's say he tells him, Mana li b'yadecha, you owe me a mana. And then he responds, Ein l'cha b'yadi el chamishim dinner, I only owe you 50, which is half of a mana. Chayv. So he does have to make a shvua ma'de miktas. Here's another interesting case. Mana la'aba b'yadecha. Reuven tells Shimon that my father has a mana by you. For example, he tells him, Shimon, you borrowed a mana from my father. My father died, and now you owe me the money. And what does Shimon say? Ein l'cha b'yadi el chamishim dinner. I only owe you 50 dinner. Potter, he's Potter for making shvua here. Mipneishu kamesha aveda is because it's like he's returning a lost object. In this case, the son, Reuven, who's trying to collect his father's chayv, he doesn't know for sure that Shimon owes his father money. He doesn't have any proof of it. And if Shimon wanted to walk away and say, I don't owe you a penny, he doesn't have to pay anything. And here, by Shimon saying, I owe you 50, it's like he's returning a lost object. So he does not have to make a shvua. Moving on to Mishnah Beis with more examples. Let's Reuven tell Shimon, Manali biyadecha, you owe me a mana. And Amarli bifnei edim, hein. In front of Edim, Shimon tells him, yes, I do owe you a mana. And then Lamachar, the next day, Reuven comes to Shimon, Amrle tells him, Tineuli, give me that mana. And what does Shimon respond? Nesativ lecha, I gave it to you already. Potter, he's potter from paying and he doesn't have to make a shvua. And that's even though yesterday he admitted in front of Edim that he owes the money, there's no chiv to pay him back in front of Edim. Therefore, we say it's very possible that Shimon paid him back. However, let's say the next day, Shimon tells Reuven, Ein lecha b'yade, I don't owe you money. Chayv son, he is chayv to pay because yesterday he said in front of Edim, I do owe you money. He can't backtrack today and say, I don't owe you money. Another example, let's say he says, Manali biyadecha, Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me a mana. Amrloi Shimon responds, Hein, yes. And then Reuven tells him, Al titneuli el be'edim. Don't give it to me, except if it's in front of Edim. And Amrloi, the next day, Reuven tells Shimon, Tneuli, give it to me. And Shimon responds to Reuven, Satev lach, I gave it to you already. Chayv, he's chayv to pay. Because he has to give it to him with Edim, due to the fact that Reuven stipulated that very clearly, you have to give it to me in front of Edim. And since Shimon didn't, he has to pay up now. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Gimel and Dalet with more examples. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.